This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
The home of the binary trigger, the home of reformation, the home of providence. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Coming out of Mexico. There, they just saw their troops chased out of Sinaloa in a really crushing defeat by filthy drug cartels. And they've now seen the massacre of a group of American families on their soil. And they got a rare and generous offer from President Trump. On Twitter, he said, "This is the time for Mexico, with the help of the United States, to wage war on the drug cartels and wipe them off the face of the earth. We merely await a call from your great new president." Now, this is the same commander-in-chief that just decapitated the brutal ISIS leadership and who pulled U.S. troops out of Syria on the grounds they can't stand endless wars. No U.S. troops for Syria, no U.S. intervention for Venezuela, but Mexico is different. Mexico is special. If Mexico wants help, Mexico gets help. And this is coming from a neighborly leader with a very fresh track record of blowing extremely powerful non-state actors straight to hell. And he didn't even argue or push for it. He just let the president of Mexico know that all he has to do is make a call. The VIP treatment would be his. The power is there. The goodwill is there. And an extended track record of success is there. If you remember, we did a really, really good job helping Colombia clean up their cartel narco-terrorist problem, too. And that's in addition to the ISIS victory. So an offer of help from a guy like this can only be a good thing, particularly because he doesn't like extended military involvement. It's an offer the Kurds and the Venezuelans can only dream of. Mexican response? Well, it was the usual garbage. President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador said he didn't want it. According to the Daily Caller, Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador flatly rejected Donald Trump's offer to wage war on drug cartels following the massacre of a U.S.-Mexican family along the border. During a Tuesday press conference, he rejected Trump's public offer to send U.S. military forces to Mexico and help his government combat organized crime. The leftist president, reiterating a position he's long held, argued that war with the drug cartels was not the best approach. He said, "We have to act independently and according to our Constitution and in line with our tradition of independence and sovereignty. War is irrational. We are for peace. It is a characteristic of this new government." He's still into his hugs, not bullets policy, despite the clear evidence of a pretty significant threat to his state and cries from Mexico's locals to take the offer. I think he's in denial. Yet, there are explainable reasons for it, yes, but very old ones. One, the Mexican elites have always had contempt for the people and culture of northern Mexico. The carne asada belt, meaning they could care less if that area endures attacks. Two, Mexico has nursed its grievances for more than 100 years over the U.S. invasion of Mexico in the 1840s, which ridded them, of course, of a clown dictator, General Antonio Lopez de Santa Anna, but left them hostile to the U.S. military. And it was that grievance nursing taught in Mexican schools that AMLO was appealing to. Three, cartels aren't just bad guys out in the Badlands. They have tentacles all throughout the Mexican government. There's a reason Mexico sends its Navy in for big cartel sweep operations. They don't trust either law enforcement or the Army. And the corruption extends well beyond the gunned professionals and well into the soft-handed political class. But this refusal to accept help is a sign that this isn't going to go over well with the Mexican public. Even The Guardian is noticing. And Lopez Obrador is under significant pressure to scrap the hug thing and fight the killers. Because the threat is real. The cartels are fattened and enriched on the U.S. opiate epidemic profit and the billions they've earned in smuggling. And, you know, they get crossing fees from the organized border surgers. So now they're ambitious and mean. And Mexican public attitudes are changing. AMLO himself was elected on a change wave election, signaling that people are thinking differently. So now that AMLO has gone into denial and retreated into the comfortable old truism, imagining that gringos on U.S. soil are a bigger threat than cartels massacring both locals and Americans, which will do wonders for the Mexico tourism industry, is insane. His response, his idiotic response, calls to mind a 1990 story about Mexican President Miguel de la Madrid telling Singapore's founding father, the famous Lee Ken Yu, about how unfortunate Mexico was to have a U.S. border. Lee slapped sense into the dolt by telling him he practically killed to share just one tiny piece of the American border. De la Madrid ended his term in office unpopular and in disgrace. The public was still screaming at him as he made his exit. And AMLO is setting himself up for a whiff of that Mexican tradition as well. There's a lot of reasons for us to go down and help the Mexicans. A lot of really big reasons. I don't know how many people die due to fentanyl and all the other opiates that we have crossing over. I don't know. They're bringing guns, drugs, and people. In that order. Sometimes they're bringing people with guns. Drugs with guns. It's not like they're smuggling as many guns as they are with drugs. Drugs is the big issue. People is the second big issue with me. And this idiot wants to hug it out. In addition to that, this would be a chance for us to find out a lot about the tunneling that goes on. They've got tunnels that would make the Vietnamese tunnels of the Vietnam War. They've got a series of tunnels between Mexico and the United States, underneath the United States border, that are astounding. And all of these areas, like the parts of Arizona where there's a national park where the Mexican drug cartels have set up shop there, and nobody dares go there. Even the rangers don't. The park rangers don't go there. We could go ahead and clean that out as we go through. And we have a military that is used to dealing with this kind of an element. And the drug cartels are clearly better than the Mexican military. And that's a big problem. Because I don't know what the buffer is going to be between the Mexican citizens and the Mexican drug cartels if the military can't stand in the gap and handle the drug cartels. We would go down there, and I'm sure we'd have a little bit of close air support and some other things, throw a few A-10s down there, maybe a bunch of gunships, Apache, some AH-64s. That would be a party in the military parlance. But there's no telling what's going to come out of this. And this guy that wants to hug it out with the cartels and war's irrational and everything else, tell that to the Sinaloas. You know, they arrested El Chapo's son and then let him go almost immediately because of what happened next, because they went to war for a short period of time just because they arrested El Chapo's son. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Chrysler.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount. discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Now, New Zealand's gun grab, which was instituted in the wake of the Christchurch massacre, that's not going very well. We're less than 2 months out from the deadline, and fewer than 20% of the estimated number of banned firearms have been handed over. And we get this. New Zealand Police Minister Stuart Nash announced this week that more than 32,000 prohibited weapons have been returned to the government since collections began in mid-July. Some estimates put the number of newly banned military-style semi-automatic rifles in the country at up to 175,000. But this would suggest a compliance rate so far as low as 18%, 16 weeks into the buyback program. With 7 weeks left to go until the amnesty period ends, if the current rate of return holds, the New Zealand government is on track to collect about 50,000 prohibited weapons pursuant to the buyback. And this would impute a final compliance rate of around 29% at the lower end, which would represent a modest but tangible success for policymakers. That says that's from a local rag there in New Zealand land. A moderate but tangible success. It's more like a complete failure. Let's say when the deadline passes that less than one-third of the banned firearms have been turned in. What exactly has been accomplished other than the compensated confiscation of a few thousand firearms and the criminalization of tens of thousands of otherwise law-abiding citizens? So, we get this. New Zealand's estimated measure of success compares unfavorably to a similar program enacted in nearby Australia in 1996 and 1997. A well-cited review of that program reported a final compliance rate of anywhere from 40% to 80%. However, New Zealand's collection thus far still represents meaningful gains, especially when compared to how the U.S. has fared when trying to regulate assault weapons. With analogous programs have been when they've been proposed in the U.S. states, results have been far less encouraging. New York passed the landmark SAFE Act in 2013, which required gun owners to register assault weapons as part of the state's newly expanded definition of those types of military-style rifles. One estimate put the registration rate at around 4%. Maybe that's what they mean by a moderate success, compared to the New York one. That doesn't mean that a compliance rate of less than 33% is a success by any means. And don't forget, in New Zealand, gun owners don't have the protection of the Second Amendment, as their Prime Minister has repeatedly stated, as if somehow having the Second Amendment means that you all of a sudden become empowered to defend yourself. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said in September, owning a firearm is a privilege, not a right, as their parliament is considering a new gun control laws. We absolutely recognize there's a legitimate need in our communities to be able to access guns, particularly our rural community, but what these changes do is recognize that actually there's a real responsibility that comes with gun ownership. No kidding. Surely you jest. But there's a real responsibility when it comes to making law, too. And it looks like Ardern's gun ban is going to create more armed criminals than disarm them, since she's turning law-abiding gun owners into felons for simply maintaining possession of their legally acquired firearm. And that's pretty irresponsible in my book, no matter how well-intended the gun grab may have been. There's no way to ban your way to safety, Prime Minister. But you can definitely ban your way to massive non-compliance. And six weeks away from the deadline, it looks like that's exactly where New Zealand is headed at the moment. So we're going to see. This is the thing about law. To me, law has become all law that we see that pops up here and there and everywhere else. All these things become, at some point, it's going to be abused by lawmakers. It's going to be abused by lawmakers. If you want to take a good look at what abuse looks like, look at the SAFE Act, where the governor of New York, got out there and said, I declare an emergency so we can consider this. We have an emergency happening right now. And then they passed it in the middle of the night. Nobody read it. Nobody debated it. It just happened. They thought it was a smoking hot idea because of what happened in Sandy Hook, which what happened in Sandy Hook, the way Sandy Hook came about, I have never seen the likes of that before. I've never seen that set up for a rampage killing. Charles Whitman, he killed his, I think he killed his wife and his mother. But Charles Whitman had a brain tumor. Andrew Lanza, or Adam Lanza, he did not have that. He had something else. But the problem becomes that any law given time is going to be abused by politicians. So, New Zealand, if there's anybody in New Zealand that listens to this, I feel for you. I put up a video today and somebody in California said we can't buy those here. And that's true. They have their own little list in California where they can't. And these places where you have these regimes in place where you can't do certain things, I feel for you. But you'll notice that most of us don't live there. And that part of it is tell. I know that in California, a lot of people be like, well, California's my home, and this is why I'm here to fight, and I'm just, okay. Well, not enough people feel the same way as you. Maybe California would be a better place if it was two or three different states. Maybe that's what California needs. And there'd probably be a couple of conservative states come out of that because Northern California is a pretty conservative area. But that's just me musing out loud. In the meantime, in New Zealand, this is another big, massive fail. The one in Australia was not that big of a success as they get out there and talk about. Of course, you won't hear the politicians talk about it. They'll say, well, you know, New Zealand had this happen, and they made the right move right away. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence speaking to supporters after filing paperwork for President Trump to appear on the ballot for the New Hampshire primary.
Despite incredible opposition by the Democrats and their allies in the media, we have delivered. I mean, think about it. We've rebuilt our military, restored the arsenal of democracy, cut taxes, rolled back regulation, fought for free and fair trade, 6.7 million new jobs created.
An Arctic cold front is plunging into the eastern two-thirds of the country, bringing with it heavy rain to the southern plains and sub-zero temperatures to the northern plains and upper Midwest. The frigid cold is also pushing south today with highs only 34 degrees in Lubbock, Texas. Now highs are expected to moderate a bit and be back into the 50s and 60s come the weekend. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armored Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. While Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke is no longer a presidential candidate, the centerpiece of his failed campaign is still alive in the policy proposals of the other Democrats like Cory, call me Spartacus Booker, and gun owners are still looking at the most hostile group of presidential contenders ever assembled in U.S. history. It could be, you know, it could be thought that one of the reasons that O'Rourke, the reason the campaign tanked, was because of his call to ban and confiscate the most commonly sold rifle in the country today. But the truth is that O'Rourke's gun control agenda didn't turn off large numbers of the Democrat base. Instead, and Politico notes this, his campaign ultimately cratered because he didn't do the basics. They write, while other candidates were assembling campaign staffs and volunteer armies in early nominating states, O'Rourke lacked the infrastructure necessary to organize his own supporters. Lawmakers and major Democratic donors could not get calls returned. When the that was nice of that. When the campaign skeletal staff promised to reach out, it sometimes forgot. And the signs of disorder were startling. He announced his candidacy before hiring a campaign manager. Two senior officials who worked on his Senate run and on Sanders' 2016 presidential campaign Becky Bond and Zach Malitz abruptly left. On the eve of his campaign announcement, O'Rourke was forced to personally apologize to at least one prominent Iowa Democrat for his lack of organization, according to a source familiar with the conversation. By the summer, O'Rourke had managed to hire some veteran campaign staff and received a huge amount of free media when he decided to relaunch his campaign to focus on gun control efforts like the proposed semi-auto ban and the compensated confiscation scheme. But it was too late at that time. His fundraising had fallen off almost immediately after he ended the race, and he never recovered. He performed poorly in the first primary debate, appearing shaken when a fellow Texan, Julian Castro, tore into him over his opposition to decriminalizing border crossings. O'Rourke is not a debater. He dislikes them, and he doesn't like preparing for them either. And he felt after the encounter with Castro that he had been stilted and overprepared, according to a source familiar with the campaign. He raised just $3.6 million in the second quarter of the year, $4.5 million in the third. By Friday, his advisor said O'Rourke was running out of money. The campaign explored the possibility of public financing but abandoned the idea. Layoffs, said Aliga Cavalier, O'Rourke's press secretary, was never an option. O'Rourke considered, but nobody was laid off. They were never laid off. Instead, everybody was let go when the campaign closed down. I'm not sure what the distinction is there, but then the O'Rourke campaign was never really one to be precise with their language. O'Rourke said the government would be coming for people's guns, but it wasn't gun confiscation. He championed criminal justice reform while promising gun control laws that would criminalize virtually every legal gun owner who refused to comply with his gun ban, gun licensing, gun registration, and other anti-gun policies. To a degree, he did make a mistake by making gun control the focal point of his campaign. It's not that he was out of step with the base of the Democratic Party. In fact, it's quite the opposite. To gun owners, the idea of compensated confiscation of millions of legally owned firearms is a clear infringement on the right. But to the voters that O'Rourke was wooing, the confiscation scheme was just common sense. We get this from Politico. Democrats voiced the strongest support for a mandatory buyback program at 82%, while 51% of independents said the same, just 39% of Republicans agreed. And the sad fact is that every Democrat running for president believes that AR-15s and other commonly owned semi-automatic firearms should be banned. And there's still candidates out there like Cory Booker who's calling for a mandatory buyback or compensated confiscation of firearms. Then you have candidates like, you know, Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden, Peter Buttigieg, who have poo-pooed the idea in favor of a ban on future production of AR-15s and registration of existing firearms, which comes with its own set of issues. But they get elected next year, none of them would veto a gun ban and confiscation scheme if it got to their desk. As anti-gun as Beto was, he still wasn't anti-gun enough to stand out from the crowded field of Democrats. A lot of us were saying, listen, don't stop there. Call for the full repeal of the Second Amendment. Go ahead. I dare you to roll those dice. But, you know, when certain people would do this, he would just get out there and use some profanities, profane phrases. And don't get me wrong, I'm not for repealing the Second Amendment, but if you're going to base your entire campaign around gun control, you need to go big or go home. And Beto is going home. But the remaining candidates are every bit as hostile to the Second Amendment as he is and was. So some may pay lip service to the idea that the right to keep and bear arms is a real right, but every candidate on stage at the next debate are pushing policies that would turn your rights into privileges. All of them. Literally all of them. It would be so nice if that was not the case, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it be nice just for, I don't know, a month? Wouldn't it be nice if for a month we didn't have to worry about fighting the Democrats? Who are Americans? Elitist Americans, totalitarian Americans, privileged Americans, but, you know, Americans nonetheless. It'd be so nice to not think of them as the absolute enemies that they're becoming. The problem here is that the remainder, and here this is the problem for a lot of people. It's not a problem for me because I'm a Trump supporter, okay? I want Trump to win, period. I don't care. Trump plays a couple. He plays a couple of games that I know make people nervous. I kind of look at it as big fun. These people, however, have to make it. Other people that are out there that say, "Well, you know, we don't like Trump either." You guys have got to make a choice. Which way do you want to go? Do you want to go with the guy that restored the military, the guy who is kicking terrorism away, the guy who is he's making a better playing field economically for everybody out there? Do you want to go with that guy, or do you want to go with somebody that's just going to be like what we had before? Do you want to go back to where we were? See, the current crop of Democrats running for president, they are opposed to the Second Amendment, and they're opposed to Trump. And that's it. That's their common ground, if you will. That's their common ground. So, yeah. Beto's philosophy is gone as far as Beto being the one that espouses it, but it's not forgotten. There's plenty of them out there right now that want to ban everything we've got, take everything we've got, including your money, your rights, literally everything. Everything. They want Greta Thunberg to come in here and tell you what kind of car you can have or not have and how you can travel and all this other. You don't want that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen. Listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out, FranklinArmory.com. So, Virginia. This time, I'm not aware of any grassroots activity that was there. I've known some people that went there a few years back and kept the state from going completely blue. Not happening this time, and now for the first time in more than two decades, Democrats are going to control both houses of the state and the governor's office, and you have anti-gun Governor Ralph Northam, or Ralph I Wear Blackface Northam, wasting no time telling CNN that he's going to press his gun control agenda, which he claims is common sense, and others would call extreme. Now, the governor's clearly happy about this. He told CNN early Wednesday. He described his agenda to include a so-called red flag law, background checks, one gun a month, and a ban on high-volume magazines. All of that, except for the red flag law, have already been done. They've already got background checks in Virginia because he must mean universal background checks, which must mean he's going to have a gun registry as well in Virginia. Earlier this year, as reported at the time by WTOP News, his agenda also included a ban on so-called assault weapons and the introduction of child access prevention legislation, which translates to safe storage. Safe storage is code for we're going to come into your house whenever we want to, Fourth Amendment be damned, Fifth Amendment be damned, and we're going to check and make sure you have a gun safe. The only way they can know to do that is also with a registry. He also wants to allow local governments to ban guns from government buildings, a reaction to the mass shooting at Virginia Beach earlier this year that took a dozen lives. And he also suggested a requirement to report lost or stolen guns. And you know, people of Virginia, you may be hearing about all of this in 2020. He vowed, I will introduce those again in January, and I'm convinced now with the majority in the House and the Senate, they will become law, and because of that, Virginia will be safer. According to the Associated Press, Democrats have pledged to pass new gun restrictions and raise the minimum wage once in power. So Northam, according to WSLS News, will be holding a cabinet meeting, which does not bode well for Commonwealth gun owners. They also noted that Democrats will also control the redistricting process after the 2020 census, drawing the new maps for congressional and state legislative districts, causing some on social media to predict the state will be lost for a generation. What can I tell you? I mean, this is not a shock. Okay, this is not a shock. Holding on to the Senate was this was a precarious position the whole time. Not surprisingly, CNN labels these moves as gun reform rather than gun control. Virginia has been swinging blue for the past few years, and Tuesday's election results show, according to WSLS, a continuation of the years-long collapse of the GOP in what, until recently, had been a swing state. Northern Virginia is home to a growing population involved with government in nearby Washington, D.C. In the past 10 years, it has backed Democrat presidents for governor and the presidency. And not lost on anyone is the fact that the NRA is headquartered in Fairfax. And they've been under intense scrutiny for months, and their leadership has been taking heat from the anti-gun officials in New York as well as some of their own members. Now, Northam, of course, the entire state, okay, they just elected a guy named Joe Morrissey, who has been, he's been convicted in the past of having sex with a minor. You got Northam, who is, he did the blackface thing. The lieutenant governor there, he's been accused of rape. But hey, Virginia is blue now. Mazel tov, right? Gun owners across the country could take a lesson from the Virginia outcome, where Northam quickly took the initiative Wednesday. The same might be in store nationally in 2020 if Congress and the White House completely change hands, leaving the Republicans in the minority and a new president in the Oval Office. Doesn't that chill your spine to think about that? But 56% of voters believe it is at least likely, somewhat likely, that Trump will win a second term in 2020. But without Congress, especially the Senate, he would essentially be powerless to continue his agenda, which includes balancing the federal courts with conservative pro-rights judges and perhaps another Supreme Court justice. According to Newsmax, 85% of identified Republicans think Trump will be reelected next year, while only 35% of Democrats believe it is at least somewhat likely he will earn a second term. 51% of independents believe that it's likely also, but a year in politics is an eternity, and 12 months from now, those figures could easily change. 49% support an impeachment inquiry, while 43% oppose it. They also revealed. So, we'll see. We'll see. Now, one thing we can look at, when you look at the left, the first question you might ask is, why are they so unreachable by reason? You can point out holes in their arguments, but they're unmoved, and some of their claims are entirely out of touch with reality. An Australian saw this, John J. Ray, PhD, he wrote of dissecting leftism. He asks and then answers the question. He suggests that sometimes people need false beliefs to make them happy with themselves and with life. Not everyone can face reality head on. And later on, he cites Freud in calling what leftists do displacement, meaning that in their minds, their anger is always caused by something outside of themselves, like injustice, for example. Leftists do not want to solve problems, though they want to luxuriate in them. They need problems to explain their anger. And finally, he notes that such false beliefs tend to be deeply entrenched. He said the leftist need his angry beliefs. He cannot afford to let go of them because compared to his needs, logic, reason is a weak force. This all reminds me, every time I read something like that, I'm thinking, Adam Schiff, who is a lunatic. He's, in my opinion, He's a lunatic who's for 3 years claimed to have evidence that proved Trump had colluded with the Russians to win the election. That was all a big lie, and he's been lying ever since. And now 3 years later, even after Trump released the transcript of his phone conversation with the president of the Ukraine, he read into the record an entirely fabricated version of said conversation. Who does that? He's looking at all the hanging chads in the transcript. He clearly had written his fake version earlier, never expecting Trump to release the transcript, but was so impressed with his own script writing, he could not let go of the opportunity to perform his lie to all those assembled in that room and to the American people. It was pathetic. Did he learn anything from this embarrassing presentation? Apparently not a thing. With each passing failure of their effort to drive Trump from office, he and his cohorts in the House have doubled down on stupid, and the Dems are beginning to look as what they are, illogical and unreasonable. They operate on something called rampant emotionalism. Ray Kraft was the author of that one, and he wrote in 2006, and thinks this may be because logic as a subject is no longer taught in schools. Kraft thinks that leftists are unable to recognize the inconsistencies and non sequiturs of their own thinking. He says, for instance, if one points out that the observed 1 degree of global atmospheric warming over the last century, per the IPCC report, is hardly conclusive proof of catastrophic runaway global warming, and probably within the margin of measuring error, the response is, yes, there's global warming. Didn't you see Al Gore's movie? So there really is global warming, Toto, I guess, even if we can't actually see it. Yes, some glaciers are melting, but the fact that glaciers have been melting for the last 10 to 15,000 years since the beginning of the end of the last ice age is an uncomprehended or incomprehensible idea. Rampant emotionalism. Coming up next, we're headed to Planet Rick with Rick Ector. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.